Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for joining us here at the Empowering Ourselves radio show. I am your host, Kelaine Greenwood, your urban life coach. This is the show where we promise to always bring you empowerment from some of today's most gifted and inspiring minds, discussing topics and ways to live inspired and encouraged, purposeful lives. So please sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome once again. I'm glad to have you here. Here at the show at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. And, you know, this is a beautiful thing where we can all come together and just meet, you know, just meet in one space and, you know, kind of like find, just talk about life and get help on from the guests on how to better handle situations and go through life, you know. And just, you know, at the end of the days, our long days are our immediate day, or the day we must leave these bodies, we can just feel, you know, not afraid to go, but know that we truly, truly, you know, made our mark here, you know. I mean, that's what it's all about. When it's time to leave these bodies, we don't want to be afraid, you know. And in doing that, when we give all we got and we play the game well, you know, have fun doing what we're doing, and when it's over, you know, who cares? I mean, we had fun, and this is the game of life. You know, it's not a game, but it has the rules of the game. You know, do the best you can, have fun, strive to be, you know, do all you can in the game, and really there's no losers as long as we try our best and we constantly get better. You know, so this is what the show's about, and I'm so glad to where we can meet each other in this space, you know, with the internet and phones. And for anyone, if you want to contact me, you know, you can email me at discoveringthebeautifulyou@gmail.com. discoveringthebeautifulyou@gmail.com. Or you can hit, you know, contact on Facebook, I'll friend you, and we can communicate, because this is what it's about. You know, playing this game of life, and learning how to do it in such that we get the most out of it, and we get the most out of ourselves. And anything that happens, we learn to deal with it in the best way. And we get many, many days to practice this. Every day we get a chance to practice on how to be better, because days, they repeat themselves. In some way or fashion, every situation or challenge has repeated itself to us, you know. So thank you for coming here. And I just want to let everybody know, Oprah, if you're listening, Oprah Winfrey, I'd love to meet you. Someone that knows her, I'm one of her biggest fans. So I'm going to give a shout-out to Oprah Winfrey. Check her out on OWN Network, OWN Network, okay? Masterclass. I love that show. Yes, so that's what the show is about. And let's get it started. We are our brother's keeper. Let's help each other in love and kindness. Let's stay hopeful and inspired and encouraged through our journeys, okay? And it's hard to do sometimes, but, you know, if we keep practicing at it, learning how to deal with our situations and our inside self and all the garbage we have, all the, you know, nasty feelings and the feelings we don't like, once we're overcomers, we're better able to get through life and not let situations or people just twist us up and crush our spirit. So we want to become what I call inner warriors, our attitude warriors. You know, our attitude is like a light switch. Can't nobody turn it on or off because it lays inside of us. We can be, we can enjoy ourselves and have fun and, you know, love ourselves inside of ourselves. It's an attitude. It's a switch. I like to call it an attitude switch. And just because someone comes along and we have our joy and excitement attitude and our love for our self attitude, and someone comes along and thinks and says and behaves in ways, they don't have the power to reach inside of us and turn our switches off or turn them on. Only we can do that. So let's play the game right. Let's know our power. We have the power to stay energized and to stay happy. There's appropriate emotions for everything, but at the very least, let's keep our head and be stable and know that we have power. Can't no one turn these switches, these attitude switches, on and off inside of your mind. Okay? So that's power number one. Now, we are waiting for our guest here. Levi Wampler. Okay. So when he comes in, he will be joining us here. Okay. Levi Wampler. He is a coach on what he does. He can better tell you, but he's the host of Flourish with Failure, and he's a blogger, okay? And he blogs on some amazing things, and when he joins in, or even if he doesn't, I just go ahead and give him a plug, okay? He's a husband and father, host of Flourish with Failure, and he blogs, okay? And, you know, the title of the show today was how to get better at failing. Huh? You know, well, only he can tell us what that means. So we're going to wait for him. Give him a couple minutes. But this is a great topic. Okay, now, for anyone that doesn't know who I am, my name is Keylane Greenwood. They call me the Urban Life Coach. Why do they call me the Urban Life Coach? Because I like to deal with individuals. My specialty are the individuals that are lowly, who's considered lowly, and traverse hardship, and what some may call, you know, harsh environment. And unfortunately, these are the people with the less resources, and they tend to be left out. If they don't have the money, they can't pay. Good thing Obama came in with the Medicare. You know, but there was a lot of people not being seen by doctors. So I like to consider myself like the Obama of urban life coach, of coaching. You know, I'm here for the people that can't afford. So that's why I took the name Urban Life Coach. And some of my credentials are I went to school, Life Coaching Institute, took some courses in psychology and neuroscience and behavioral type of classes, you know, therapeutic, psychotherapeutic, whatever. But I'm not no psychotherapist, but, you know, we we worked a little bit under the same, you know, studied the same techniques and everything. So, you know, and my job as a coach, for those of you that don't know, it's not to tell you what to do. It's not that my life is all peaches and cream, because it's not. It's about identifying the problem areas, or identifying what you want out of life. This is what a coach does: identify what you want, and identify, things you want to change, and then getting the proper results in them. Make progress. Help someone hold you accountable to make progress, and help bring you out the box till you can start making progress on your own. And that's what I do. I'm not here to say this is, you do this and you do that and this is what I need you to do, because I don't know. I don't know. My job is to help you find out your best way. Your best way that suits you, that motivates you to bring you out your box to make the results and progress towards what you're trying to get to, whether it be marriage or whether it be some type of goal, or whether it just be bettering yourself. And it works. And it works. And we're trained in the proper questioning. That's what a coach does. Whether it's a baseball coach or a football coach or a basketball coach, they help that individual bring out the potential and the greatness inside of them to achieve whatever, to be that great basketball player, to be that great football player, that baseball player. That's why they call baseball, football, basketball coaches. They are trained in guiding that person and finding that inner strength and potential to be their best at what they're striving for. And that's what a coach does. We find the goal and we dig deep to help the person bring out the strongest version of themselves and their characteristics and strengths, and we bring it forward and use that to get results and progress, okay? So the Urban Life Coach here, I can't fix your life. I'm not here to fix your life. I'm fixing my own life. And you just want to see results in your life. You want to see progress in areas. You just don't want to stay stagnant. You know, we want to be people of ascension of in the practice that I'm in, and the systems I use. You can check me out on discoveringthebeautifulyou.org, and it tells you a little about some of the techniques used, which is called the impaction system, and it's tiers and levels to basically just breaking yourself down, you know, and then achieving the progress and results desired. And you'll know if it's working by the results, just like a diet. Are you going to keep coming to a dietitian or a weight loss coach after sufficient time and not losing no weight? That's how you check a coach out. Are you getting any results after the proper amount of time? Are you seeing any change? Are you getting closer to the desired result? That's all it is. If you're getting the results slowly, you're starting to feel more confident. You're starting to feel less fearful about life. Are you starting to love yourself more? Are you starting to find a more sense of peace? I mean, and we coaches come in all different sizes, shapes, colors. We don't dress like $1 million. Some do dress $1 million, but, you know, people out here gave some coaches a bad name because there's people out here without the proper training. They haven't really went and set up. I can't speak for everyone. But I've seen, you know, people out here without the proper training, professionalism, code of ethics, and standards, and don't realize that, you know, I don't like to refer people as clients, but that the client comes first. The coachee comes first. So check us out on discoveringthebeautifulyou.org, okay? Do that for us. You can go through some of the shows here and just basically get a feel about what we do and what we're trying to do. You know, and you got to have a big heart to really love helping people. Because, I mean, like right now, it really is just something right now in my life. It's not really no monetary gain. It's all out of love, and it's all what I like to do, which sometime in the future, you know, maybe, you know, I can really support my family, you know, by doing this. But right now, it's just all in what I love to do and just tightening up the craft. But you know a person by the results. Always check the results. Speak with the person. Fill them out. And that's what it is. Okay. The guest hasn't. Listeners, see, what it is here is that our guests meet at a certain time for our show and interview here via, you know, internet and telephone. And they be in different time zones. So imagine having to wake up at 1, 2, 3 in the morning, you know, to do a show. So sometimes that can be very hard. So that's why sometimes when we schedule a show, and then I talk to the guests later, they'd be like, I'm sorry, I overslept. You know, and then sometimes something just happens, you know. So it's a no-show, but that's why I'm glad, you know, still on this topic here, you know, learning to be better at failing, okay? And some things I would like to talk about after finishing up, okay, about, you know, so you guys know I went to school for a while for training. And, you know, there was always something in me anyway before I went to school. I started out with YouTube videos. I was always said I can be a pastor, a counselor. All my life I was always listening to people. You know, I'm a listener. And, you know, I'm a you know, very spiritual person. You know, so all that collaborated and catechistically came together. And you got the person that's sitting here before you today. For those of you, you know, anyway, we can talk. We need to start here. And I am writing a book, writing my workbook out to go along with my practice here. So I have a workbook out called Discovering the Beautiful You, A Man's Journey from Darkness. Going from darkness to inner peace. You know, so that's going to be the workbook here. So you guys keep watching out and support the show. All right. Everybody up? How's everybody feeling? I mean, let me tell you, like, can I share a little something with the listeners here? Okay. I truly am happy to live. I truly am excited about life at all times. You know, it's like all my studies and all my devotion to my God that lies within me, the same God, the Creator, is my philosophy on my higher power. is the same God is within you. You know, and the same God that created all things inside of us. His life lives in all. And with that philosophy, everyone, I'm excited because I realize that I'm more than what's on the surface, and that I have connection to something so powerful, and that every day I strive to connect with that power, that greatness inside that's everywhere, that life giver, you know, and that gives me joy every day to try to contact that. Okay, here. Just before we end the show, everyone, I'm glad that you're here. And, you know, for everyone out there, you know, I hope you can take something away from the show, because I know, you know, it could be a rough world out there. Even if it's not rough, it could be a stressful world, and a lot of things, you know, going on in our lives and in our minds. So if I can impart, okay, one question I was going to ask the guests was failing to success. Failing your way to success. What does it mean to you? Okay, I'm going to let you know what it means to me. Failing to success. I know you probably heard this quote about, was it, who was the guy with the kite with the lightning? Benjamin Franklin or someone? They said supposedly it was 1,000 times he failed trying to figure out electricity with the kite. Well, someone asked him that, and he said, no, I just found out, I just discovered 1,000 different ways. Or what did he say, 1,000? They said he failed 1,000 times. He said, no, I just failed 1,000 ways. Something like that. Well, what I took out of that was each failure was knowledge that led up to him getting to where he wanted to be. Each time something went wrong and he corrected it, something else went wrong, he corrected it, something else went wrong, he corrected it in an experiment, you know, and that's what it means, failing forward, failing yourself to success. There's really no failure. The only time you can fail is when you give up. As long as we just keep going, if we're going through something and, you know, it's hurtful, we're emotional about it, as we stand in that midst of negative energy or whatever it is we're standing in that has our spirit in disruption, learn to make it fail forward. Learn it to where it means something and you can gain something for the next time you're in a state of fear, the next time we're in a state of anger, the next time we're in the energy of self-hate. Let's stay in that to where we become overcomers in it. We're not staying in it because we like negativity, but we're learning to conquer our fears. We're learning to conquer that which we don't like. And you can't conquer something by running away. So that's what I mean, fail forward. Even when it hurts, you're in it enough to stand it. Stand in it with your higher power, with God. Do what you have to do when you're in it. Pray in it. Talk in it. Use the words to cast down the power of whatever you're going through in your mind in it. But in order to be stronger, we cannot keep running from our failures. We can't keep running from people. We can't keep running from that which is in us that we're running from. Because a great mentor of mine had told me, he said, when you run from your fears, you'll never be free. It will always have the power over you. Anytime you run from something, it will have the power over you. So those of us out there, let's practice empowering ourselves in the midst of the storm. Practice in our minds and in our emotions when we have this wanting to break down. Let's learn to empower ourselves with our words. Let's speak to whatever we're going through and let it like make us more resilient, resilient, and you know, to the point where it doesn't have the grasp on us. Talk to it. Let it free us. Once we're free from it, it has no cap, it has no power. But as long as we run from it, we can't be free. And that's the best gift that I've learned in life. And see, life is all about learning to conquer and overcome. Overcome whatever is hindering us in our mind. If we can overcome it in our mind, if we can conquer it in our mind, there's nothing to battle outside because we beat it here. Once we beat it here and we're free and at peace with it in here, we have to be at peace in the winter out there. Out there and in here are two mirrors of each other. Okay? I love y'all, and I'm sorry that our guest didn't show. But please join us next week. Okay? Next week. And for those of us out there in the struggle, you know, don't run no more. Speak. Know that you come from greatness and that anything that doesn't empower you and makes you feel good, it's a lie. Because you are a king. You are a child of the Most High. You are the child of creation. We all are. We all are divine. What happened is, We have a blanket over our eyes. Our mindsets, belief systems, and our brains are shackled with limitation and what wrong thinking from what society has taught us about who we are. We have to reestablish in our belief system about who we are and about what's truly going on in this world and what the meaning is. And when we can see that positivity and see the beauty of the truth of what's truly going on, even when it seems bad, that there's something truly beautiful going on out here as pertaining to our growth. And in this beauty, and we can see the beauty in us at all times, despite how big or what we look like, when we can truly know that it is beautiful. Because we are created. We have life in us. We're special. And we are on our way. And this is just something that I want to impart. And I hope you guys enjoyed yourself here. You got to know a little bit about me a little bit better. And you don't have to be Christian to pray. Prayer is nothing but a devotion to God within you. So, everyone, keep the show in prayers. Please do. I'll keep everyone and all the world for our best to be our best. And thank you for joining us here at the show. Support us here by following, liking, retweeting us. You can download this episode here on iTunes. It's the Urban Life Coach. I love y'all. Live encouraged, inspired, and hopeful at all times, even through the ups and downs. Enjoy the ride and have fun. Life is short. Signing out.